96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We all like to look good in our clothes, but dressing well can be expensive. But does it have to be? Well, you might be amazed at the deals and steals you can pick up at thrift stores and consignment shops, and it's not just for women. Well, joining me with some of the best shopping tips around town and beyond are Paula Mason. She's a consignment shopping expert. Lukman Salim, an expert in thrift store deals. And Darlene Jackson, WHUR promotions director and a thrift store shopping maven in her own right. And she's blushing already. If you want to share your steals, your deals, your thoughts about thrift store shopping, come on, Darlene, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can always comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Thank you all for coming in. I appreciate it. Oh,
thank you.
And you all look good.
I
appreciate you all coming in and looking sharp just for radio. So let's first of all talk about the whole thrift store consignment shop phenomenon, because Paul, a lot of people turn their nose up. Mm-hmm. They think, oh my goodness, secondhand clothing. Clutch the pearls. I'm running to the new stores. What do you tell people who turn their noses up at the thought of secondhand shopping?
Well, never knock it until you try it. Mm-hmm. It's a very lucrative business, and it also heightens your fashion on a budget. So you're able to get the latest fashions and some designer pieces and some really nice stilettos, ladies, on a budget. So we don't want to knock it until we try it. And you don't want to lose all your pennies and all your coñadas. And, you know, I'm not knocking the, you know, our retail stores, but the thrift store, I believe, is the way to go for this day and age, because the economy is slipping and we can't afford everything all the time at full cost.
And I guess you don't have to tell folks, because a lot of people wouldn't even know, for example, that you're doing thrift store shopping or even consignment unless you tell them.
Exactly. Who has to know?
Yeah. Well, Darlene is the biggest megaphone for for thrift store shopping.
She, I brag.
Yeah, I'm she telling. Brags. She brags. How long have you been thrift store shopping? And what was it that drew you to it, Darlene?
I swear, all my life. I mean, when I was in high school, I thrift. And when I came into Washington, D.C. for college, I thrift. I had an uncle who just loved collecting just stuff. So from silver to, I mean, he did more home stuff like great furniture, silver, you know, paintings, antiques, just art and different things like that. So that just, you know, elevated my liking for going to yard sales and thrift stores and rummage sales or what do you call them? The
garage sales and the
sales,
like, yeah.
Flea markets,
yeah. All that, mm-hmm. You know. And it seemed to have been to be bigger back in Washington in the 80s, where like every Saturday was like a, you know, a yard sale on every corner or a garage sale. Now you sort of have to hunt them down. But the whole thrift store and consignment shops, I mean, now they're online.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are so upscale that they're boutiques and not so much, you know, a thrift store.
Exactly.
And I want to talk about that in a bit, but I also want to ask Lukman, because Lukman, when we talk about thrift store and consignment, you can go into just about, particularly consignment stores, and it's almost always about women. Just like new retail is almost always about women, but it's not just for women. Men
nah,
do
not
well
at all.
Too.
Not yeah. The reason why I love the thrift stores best is because you know, I've been taught research, and when you know research, and you're dealing with fashion and everything, you can always go to a thrift store and pick out some of the most important pieces. Like, I've actually went to a thrift store one time, and it had a huge sale. So I bought, like, all the leather jackets, all the furs and everything, and found out when I researched the furs, they were from the Renaissance, Harlem Renaissance era. Hmm. So I was like, wow. So this now is a really expensive and a collective piece that I love to have and I want to use for when I'm doing theater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about thrift store shopping and consignment store shopping. If you have a question, if you have a comment about your experiences or what do you want to know, give us a call. We're talking about it. Let me go to Pierre. Pierre, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Pierre. What's on your mind? Pierre, are you there? Pierre, give me a call back if you can. Let's start with some basics. Paula, what's the difference between a consignment store and a thrift store?
Now, with your consignment shops, you have your patrons and your customers that want to bring you items and they expect a profit back once that item sells. So just say you have a consignment section in your local thrift store or something like that, or consignment shop in your area. You take a Brooks Brothers shirt in there and you want to consign that piece. And there's a contract you have to fill out, and there's usually a 60-40 split or maybe a 50-50 split. The customer gets money back once that item sells. So that's your consignment. With thrift, is for the store. Once it's sold, it goes back to the store, you know, whether it's profit or non-profit. So that's the difference between the two. But something that Lukeman mentioned also is when he found a piece, it was a treasure item. So that's something good to do when you get this piece. Google it, because it may have a stamp. It may have a vintage label on it. So you want to make sure that you know, consignment and thrift is the way to go, and you may end up being a rich person.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about Googling items that you are shopping for. Several years ago, when the WHR news team was going to Haiti, and I was looking for just some old beat up stuff to wear, I ran into a mother and her son, and the mother said, "You need a trench coat for college." And he said, "Oh, Mom, you know, whatever." And he found this trench coat, and she said, "This is a really nice trench coat." But the trench coat in this thrift store was $25, which is really high.
Yeah.
It was a Burberry's French trench coat.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And he asked me, what did I think? Just random. And I looked at it, and I said, buy the coat. She said, it's $25. I said, it's Burberry's. And I Googled it for them. The new price on that coat was $1,800.
Wow.
And I told him, I said, If you don't gain weight, that coat will last you beyond college.
Oh, yeah.
You know, talk to me, Darlene, about what you should look for. Let's talk about dresses, for example, because a lot of ladies are looking for, you know, perhaps evening dresses to wear to an event that they perhaps otherwise may not be wanting to or able to afford full retail. What do you look for when you're shopping thrift or consignment?
Well, luckily, most of the thrift stores, at least the ones that I frequent, everything is in order in terms of, you know, the shirts, what the shirts, the dresses. So they're going to have a whole section that's going to be evening dresses. And sometimes they might be that meticulous that they'll be in some sort of size order. But there will be a section for any specialty item or dress that you want. So if it's evening dresses, a whole lot of evening dresses. So it just depends on, and of course, they're not going to have like two or three of the same. It's going to be one dress in that one size. So it's really going to depend on your style and your size to hopefully lock up on an evening dress that you're going to be able to fit. That's why sometimes you might just be in a thrift store and you might lock up mm-hmm. on a great evening dress that you don't need at that time, but it's going to be such a great buy that you should get it, which means you'll have it in your closet and you're going to be ready for that special occasion, mm-hmm. you know, having, you know, got that deal that you wanted.
Do you have to look for, you know, damaged or old things? Because when I say old things, we are talking about previously owned items. Mm-hmm. And the reality
Absolutely.
Is even if you look in your own closet mm-hmm. for things that you've had for a while, you know, they don't quite have the sparkle, bling or appeal because they've been around a little while. How do you deal with that look when you're looking for perhaps a suit or some slacks?
Well, when I look for, I look for everything. I don't look just for suits because I work with a lot of stylists. So if I see something that is worth value and I look at it and I check it inside and out and I just buy it, I don't care how much it costs because I know later on in the future, like she was saying, that it's going to be valuable and you can use it. You know, I got a couple of pieces, like a couple of good suits. And at the time, my best friend, Reggie, at the time, you know, he was like, oh, it's a nice suit. And then we looked, there was like four or five of them at $15. So I bought them all. And they were like Pierre Cardin and a whole bunch of other suits that were like really tailored and real well made. And I just bought them and I kept them and I still have them to this day.
Mm-hmm. When you're shopping, Paula, what do you look for? Because you really do have to have a careful eye when you're buying consignment or thrift store clothing, for example.
Not only do I look for the condition of the garment, I also look for the store's protocol. Like, is today 50% off day? Does blue mean I get 30% off? Does green mean I need to get 20% off? So I also look for the additional discount. So there are times, and probably now you can find that thrift stores are now moving their spring and summer items, and they're having a sale to get rid of some of that inventory. So you may want to start looking now to stock up on your spring and summer and also get some winter items. So you look for the sales, but you also look for the condition. If it has a small hole, then okay, buy it, stitch it up, wear it, and clean it, and you're good to go.
But only if you think you're going to do that. If you're not going to mend it, if you know you're not, if it's
don't
really
bother.
Tattered,
yeah.
If it has a whole lot of beads missing, you know you're not going to go to Michael's to try to match up the bead. Don't go. Don't.
Waste your money.
Just move on to the next.
Well, it's different for me because, you know, I work in theater so we can always find stuff to fix it. It's like, hey.
But if you know you really aren't, then don't.
Right.
Yeah.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about thrift store and consignment shopping. Love to hear about your experiences. And if you have any questions, we have experts here who are more than happy to answer your questions. Pierre, you called me back. Thank you so much. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is Pierre.
Hey, go right ahead.
Hey, let me say this is a great topic. Let me say that I am a Howard University student who should have been a graduate.
Oh, well, there's that.
Let me say that I'm also a D.C. resident who had five kids, four siblings under me, and my parents used to take us to the thrift shops all the time. I used to duck, so none of my friends would see me go in, but now I can't stay out of a thrift shop. In fact, when I went to Howard and I needed to raise money for books, my mother said, listen, I have four other kids. I can't do nothing for you. But I went to the thrift shop. So when she told me that, I had to figure out a way to make some money. So I started going to the thrift shops, bringing this stuff right up on campus, laying it out on the front of the School of Fine Arts, and sold my clothes up to 1990. I was a class of 84 student, and I was a legend. At least I thought I was.
In your own, definitely in your own mind, if no other way. Pierre, thank you so much for sharing that with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I need to take a break, but the lines are still open. I believe it's Artia from Georgia, Kendra from Fredericksburg, Keith from Suitland. Stay on the line. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. And we are still taking phone calls. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about thrift shopping, consignment shopping. And it's not just clothes. We're going to talk about furniture and some other things as well. So please stay on the line. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.